Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Chinese admiral vows Beijing won't be isolated. A senior Chinese military official today rejected the U.S. Defense Secretary's assertion, made the previous day, that Beijing faces erecting a great wall of self-isolation if it continues with provocative militarization of disputed islets in the South China Sea. Admiral Sun Jingao of the People's Liberation Army said, quote, "We were not isolated in the past. We are not isolated now. We will not be isolated in the future," end quote. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking to reporters in Mongolia today, said Washington would consider any Chinese establishment of an air defense zone over the South China Sea to be a provocative and destabilizing act. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton will be among those who deliver eulogies at the funeral Friday of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday at age 74 from complications of Parkinson's disease. Davis Miller, author of the book Approaching Ali, tells VOA he thinks everyone will be changed by Ali's death.
The world is just going to stop for a few minutes or a few days. How can the world be without Muhammad Ali? Something about him, as ridiculous as he is this fantastic figure. Something about him in that ridiculousness is every bit as hopeful as the space program, traveling to the moon. It was in the 1960s and early 70s. It's just absolutely a fantastic human being.
Ali, who was born Cassius Clay in 1942, won three heavyweight boxing titles. President Barack Obama likened the firebrand Ali to Nelson Mandela and to Martin Luther King Jr. From Washington, this is VOA News Now. The Syrian army continues to move into the northern province of Raqqa, home to the de facto capital of the Islamic State militants fighting in Syria and neighboring Iraq. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian troops have reached the administrative border of Raqqa province, backed by Russian airstrikes. Meantime, the U.S. has moved its aircraft carrier, the USS Truman, into the Mediterranean, from where it is supporting not only anti-IS activity in Syria, but also is helping drive the militants from the area around the Iraqi capital. Rear Admiral Brett Bachschelder is the commander of Carrier Strike Group 8.
The forward line where we have been conducting the close air support missions has been steadily moving west, and away from Baghdad. So, you know, there's tangible proof that we're actually moving the operation to the west.
The Truman conducted missions from the Persian Gulf before being redeployed in the Mediterranean. Today, as it has in previous years, Iran denounced a recent U.S. State Department report that identified the country as the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman instead charged that U.S. ally Saudi Arabia was the real leader in funding terrorist activity. The U.S. State Department published its latest annual report Thursday, in which it said Iran increased its support of Palestinian militants in Gaza last year and supported Hezbollah fighters trying to bolster the government of Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Swiss voters have rejected a plan that would have guaranteed a basic monthly income to the whole population, whether people work or not. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Swiss television affirms what opinion polls had predicted. The unconditional basic income initiative has been massively defeated. Liza Mazzoni is a member of the Greens Party, the only party to back the referendum. She explains the referendum has succeeded in opening up a vigorous public debate on work problems facing people today and in the future. But most voters agreed people should work for their money and not be given a handout. Some also warn a guaranteed monthly income would act as a magnet in attracting millions of economic migrants to Switzerland. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis canonized two new saints today. The Polish founder of the first men's religious order dedicated to the Immaculate Conception, and a Lutheran convert who hid Jews during World War II. Meanwhile, Muslims around the world are preparing to observe the holy month of Ramadan, which is expected to begin late today or Monday, depending on the first sighting of the new moon. The faithful are expected to spend the month fasting during daylight hours and spending more time in prayer and study of the Quran. They're also supposed to avoid bad habits like smoking. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.